Praise God. Well, we've been in a series that I think we'll wrap up. I mean, I think it'll be night, but you know, we'll see. Called How Faith Comes. And we just take our time in these things and just go over the different parts. I don't try to teach them so that, you know, it's like a four-part series that you can put on a CD and just listen to that. It's for the people that are here, and as we're going, and we just spend time on things we need to spend time on and hit them. Because the point is for it to actually change how we do things. That's the point. It's not for you guys to hear a good message. It's for us to get things in ground in us so that we can actually change our behavior. And that takes time. Did you know? I mean, you know, when you went through school in different subjects, they didn't just go from one lesson to the other and change, right? I mean, you spent first grade going over certain things in mathematics and you just hit those things, and then you went to second grade and you hit those things. One thing you have to understand is when you're dealing with people in a congregation, there's always new people coming in, and they may have didn't hear something, heard something else, and so we hit the things we're led to do. And on Wednesday nights, we focus on faith and healing. I think it's a good thing for me too. You know, you have to preach on faith once a week, preach on faith and healing. That's on purpose. You know, that's what we believe God led us to do, and you keep your faith strong, keep your faith and healing strong. Keep you built up, keep you strong. And that doesn't happen overnight, and especially if you have other thoughts on a subject. It takes a while to replace those thoughts. And so we just take our time here and go over these things. So why don't we turn over to Romans, where we just take our text for this, and then we'll turn to a few other scriptures and see if we can wrap this up. Of course, we touched on a bunch of other areas of faith. It's not like we just hit that, you know. They're all intertwined. And we'll say some of those same things in other lessons, but it's all good. Romans 10, verse 13. God is faithful. We got to be careful about always wanting something new, because you know there's nothing new. The Word is the Word, and it's not going to change. I remember Brother Hagin talking about, he was in, you know, one of his churches, and he was preaching on love and heaven. Because they had some problems at that church. But he was speaking on love for weeks on end, and somebody said, are you going to preach on anything else? He goes, well, when you start doing what I've been preaching, then I'll move on. Well, Selah. That means think on that. Sometimes we want to go to the next thing, and you know, it's like, well, we just need to do what we've heard. You know, it's easier to want to hear something else than to actually do the Word. Your flesh just wants, let's just go to the next one. Let's just watch the next one. Verse 13 says, for whoever calls, so Romans 10, 13, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him and of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Verse 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we've gone over this. Verse 13 says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But then it says, how shall they call on him if they have not believed? But how shall they believe if they haven't heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach unless they are sent? Verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So you can't get saved unless you can believe, but you can't believe unless you've heard. So we have to hear the Word of God on any area before we can believe. Faith does not come by praying. If you say, well, give me more faith, it doesn't come by that way. It comes by hearing the Word. If you're going to increase your faith, you got to hear the Word on that subject, and you can have more faith in one area than you can in another. Faith is not just general. You know, you can believe greatly that God is, and He is the Creator, but that doesn't mean you have any faith whatsoever for healing. Doesn't mean you have any faith whatsoever that He'll meet your needs. Doesn't mean that you have any faith that you'll have favor with other people or that you'll do well on a job. You know, you can believe in healing and absolutely have no faith that you'll have favor on the job and be in robust health and actually be intimidated with unbelievers at work. But how would that change? Well, you got to believe what the Word of God says concerning who you are. That's how it's going to change in that area. You know, just as a side thing, Brother Hagin shares the story. There was a lady that came up for prayer, and she was just, she was distraught. And she was very concerned about her place of work, and she just didn't want to go there, and she just said it was so horrible and things they said, and she was the only Christian. And so, and he said, they'll tell you what you're doing. You're before you go there, you're like, you know, they're going to say this and they're going to say that, and you're scared about going there. And she said, yeah, that's right. And he said, they'll do this. You, when you get up, you say, greater is He who is in me than he who is in the world. When you think about going there, I'm paraphrasing. When you think about going there, you're thinking about who you are in Christ and God, that you're going with God on the inside of you there. You think about who God is in you. You think about who He is and that the Bible says, greater is He that's in you than he who is in the world. You believe what the Bible says about who He is in you. You meditate on that. You think about going in there and thinking how they're going to see you, because when you go in there like that, they're going to hear the difference in your voice. They're going to see the difference in your countenance, and they will treat you differently. Well, how does that come? By meditating on scriptures on healing? No. It comes by meditating on scriptures that have to do with that type of thing, where who you are. Because people treat you the way you think about yourself. If you don't think you're anything, they're not going to think you're anything. But you come in like God is really on, not just religiously speaking, but that He is on the inside of you. Wait, I'm here, and God's here. Then they'll treat you differently. And you have the power of God on with you, but we hinder Him because we don't believe it. We could go off on that. We're not going to go on that area. But just an example. So we need to have faith in any given area. And how does that come? It's by hearing the scriptures, hearing the Word on a given area. So we spent time on that. Real quick, we'll touch on this, and then we touched on this last time. Proverbs 4:20, go over there real quick. Proverbs 4:20 through 22. So we've been talking about that faith, true faith, is going to be focused on what God has said, not on how we feel. So faith comes by hearing. So faith, true faith, is based on what you heard. It's not based on how you feel. It's not based on what it looks like. Now, this is a big deal. I hope this is becoming more real to you over this series, because it's come more real to me. You don't believe God based on what you see or feel. And that's where people miss it. And like we've said, they say, well, I don't know why it's not working. Well, why would you know it's not working? Well, I don't feel the same, or the symptoms haven't changed. Well, then you don't actually have Bible faith It's something else, but you don't have Bible faith, because faith would say what the Bible says regardless of what it looks like. Now, this is not a minor thing. This is faith. This is what we, when we talk about Bible faith, it's what he said, period. And this is what brings results. Proverbs 4:20 said, "My son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." Verse 21 says, "Do not let them," my words, "depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart." Well, you have to keep his words in the midst of your heart, especially when you're facing contradictory circumstances or contradictory symptoms. When you feel something different, that's when you have to focus on what he said. I didn't say it was easy. It's not easy. If you're facing symptoms in your body, to take your mind off that and look at the word and say, no, what he said is true regardless. But this will help us tremendously if we'll realize in the middle of pain, in the middle of symptoms, we can still say, I'm healed. If you go into the mode of it's not working because of what I feel, you've already missed it. You will go into the mode of trying to work up faith and try to believe hard, or where did I miss it? Do I need to pray again? And you've missed it. Now, we've probably all been there. But that we're focusing on the wrong thing if we do that. And the devil's crafty. He'll get you to focus on that. Well, it's not working. Why didn't it work? How would you know it's not working? Because you don't feel like it? You missed it. It doesn't have anything to do with it. God's word is still true. What are you basing your faith on? What he said. Well, then, if I don't let that depart from my eyes, the Bible says here, verse 21, do not let them, his words, see, his words, don't let his words depart from your eyes. You know what most of us do? We look at the symptoms. We look at our feeling, and that's what's not departing. And I didn't say that was easy to overlook. When you have pain, when you have symptoms, that wants to be front and center so you can't see anything else, right? We'd be lying if we said that wasn't true. But he said, let not his words depart from your eyes. Don't let them depart. So that means you can take your eyes off and your focus off what you feel and put it on his word. And then what does it say? Keep them in the midst of your heart. We have to keep his words there. Because why? Your faith is based on his word. Then what does it say? His words are life to those who find them, their health to all your flesh. His word. See, what is faith? Faith comes by hearing his word. Faith is believing his word. That's all it is. See, when you start focusing, well, did I pray enough? Did I say it right? Distractions. Those are distractions. I didn't see it work, so did I pray it right? Did I do it? That's legalism. Did I do the pattern right? I didn't say it with enough oomph. I got to go back and pray it again. You know what I'll do? You go back and pray it again. What are you waiting to see? A change. You missed it. You've missed it. You can go through that loop 15 times. But it comes real easy when you realize, I prayed, God's word said it, that's it. His word isn't changing, therefore I'm not changing. What if it hurts worse? His word says the same thing. That'll free you up. That's easy. You have to have somebody help you to misunderstand that. The problem is all of us have had people to help us misunderstand that. Just being in this world tells you that is not true. But that's all it is. See, faith is not real hard. It's not hard. It's just believing what he said and just saying there. I tell you what, this will change your life. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Let his word, his word, his word. Yeah, but I feel so bad. I know it. We've all been there. But you know what? There are people that have suffered, I know, much worse than I have. Now, I don't know about you, but I've heard accounts, people with cancer, people with tremendous pain, people that had symptoms that were in their face day and night, yet they were able to take their mind off those symptoms, put them on the Word, and they were healed. It's possible. With pain, with things that you have a death sentence. It can be done. Is it easy? Nobody said it was easy. But it can be done. God told us right here in His Word, do not let them depart from your eyes. Is that possible? Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. Because they are health. Talking about the problem and how bad it's getting the doctor's reports is not health. That's focusing on the wrong thing. I didn't say ignore the doctor's reports. You take them and then go right back to the Word. And don't make the mistake of looking to the doctor's report to determine if you're healed. People make that mistake. Well, I'm believing for a good report. And what if you get a bad one? See, you already have a report in the Word. That's the report we ought to be looking at. They say, believe with me for a good report, and then if the report doesn't come back, their feathers fall. Oh, wait a minute. Did the Word change?
No.
See, you should just say, no, I'm believing. And whether that report comes back good or bad, you should be level. Okay? You don't deny it. Yes, thank you. You don't have to get in the doctor's face. You know what I mean by that? Get in somebody's face. Get up in their face. You know? Getting in somebody's face. You know I'm in your face now like that. You don't have to get in the doctor's face. He's not the problem. Don't shoot the messenger. You don't have to start talking to him about stuff. He doesn't understand probably anyway. Don't throw your pearls before swine. I'm not saying your doctor's a pig. But don't, the Bible says, don't throw stuff that's precious. Swine don't understand the difference between a diamond and a rock. Just a normal rock. Or pebbles. They don't understand the difference. So, you know, they may look at you and go, that's great. You know, they could easily dismiss it. You don't have to convince the doctor. That's not your problem. You don't have to tell the doctor how you're believing for healing. He's there to deliver a report. Now, if he tries to get you to have a surgery and you're not ready, well, it's your body. You need to pray about it. You don't need to be intimidated by that either. But you don't have to convince people. The Bible says to have faith before God. You don't gotta tell everybody. So we're supposed to focus on the Word. And that is unchanging. It doesn't change. Hallelujah. Let me, I read some of this a week and a half ago in a Sunday service, but I was going to actually read it in some of this as part of this message. There's a book called Healing the Sick by T.L. Osborne. How many of you are familiar with T.L. Osborne? So, a healing evangelist that, boy, saw tens of thousands of people healed, and just by simply believing on the Word, just acting on the Word, just acting like the Bible's true. And he talks about laying hands on the sick. He had a section on that, but it was just saying how you believe, and it was really goes with what we're saying here. So let me just read a little bit of this. We'll see how much you read. I might read most of it or all of this part. He gave a few scriptures. You know, they lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Mark 16:15. Here the father of Publius lay sick of fever and bloody flux. Paul went in and prayed and laid his hands on him. Just gave a few different examples where Ananias laid his hands on Paul. But he said, if you're a believer, the nature of God is in you. The Spirit of God dwells in His temple. The power of God is in you, and it is the power that heals the sick. He said, sometimes this is accompanied by manifestation. You may feel the life of God pouring through your body, making it whole. At other times, you may feel nothing. So you don't look at what happens, you look at the Word. What does the Word say in this, not teaching on this, we may teach on this another time, maybe we'll come back to this. The Bible says, they lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That's what it says. So, if you have hands laid on you in faith, the next part of that says, we'll recover. So that's where my faith is. I believe that. That's the Word. Now, this is an example of what we're talking about. Faith comes by hearing. Now, this is a man that's seen this over and over and over. He said, when the sick learn to base their faith on the Word of God exclusively, they have won the victory. Did you hear that? Does that sound like what we're talking about? Base your faith on the Word of God, because that's real Bible faith. You can't base your faith on anything else. It then becomes true that nothing in the realm of feeling can ever separate them from what the Word of God says. As long as you talk in terms of what you feel, you do not yet comprehend the meaning of faith in the Word of God. Did you get that? If we talk about how we feel, we don't yet understand what it means to believe God, what faith means. Now, that's the truth. And as long as we come back to, yeah, but I feel, we've missed it. We don't understand. And that goes back, I encourage you, go back and listen to the messages if you didn't hear them. We spend some time on mental assent versus faith. It becomes very clear. The difference. Faith just says what God's Word says. Mental assent will say, well, yeah, I know that, I know God's Word is true, but what? But something else. But I don't see it. Why isn't it working? Well, how would you know it's not working? You just showed up. Why? He said, let us suppose that you come to us for prayer to be healed. After you have prayed, you say, I believe I got healed. I feel so much better. I can't feel a pain. Now, like what we did 2 weeks ago, I mean, we may say, does anybody already feel something? That's not the same thing as basing your faith on that. That's just a testimony. Does somebody already have a change? Because it's going to work. If you don't let it go, and we did it in faith, and you don't let it go, you'll see it. But that's just saying how fast it happens doesn't mean it did or did not work, but somebody might have already had it. That just encourages people's faith. Hey, it's working. We had testimonies. We've had testimonies. We shared some on Sunday. And people were healed. They don't have any pain anymore. Had pain. Couldn't sleep. Now can sleep. Don't have any pain. See, you are talking, if you say I can't feel a pain, you're talking in terms of what you feel. See, a lot of people would say, if you're talking about it in a good sense, it's right. No, that's not true. If you say I feel better, so it's working, you've still missed it. You slipped into the realm of the senses. Because then, and this is what he says, as soon as you feel something bad, now you think it doesn't work. What are you going by? Your feeling. Sooner or later, if you get a bad feeling, you will still talk in terms of what you feel. Come on, phone. And you will say, well, I thought I got healed, but I feel so bad, I guess I'll have to be prayed for again. And see, that's the same thing, whether you pray to yourself, it didn't work. I'm going to do it again. Let's see. I didn't do the steps right. I didn't put the pause in the right place. I'm going to really focus this time. I've done that. Not exactly like that, but you know, I've done that. Dang, I did. I got to do it again. Miss it. That's not the Word. That's not the Word. That's not faith. That's a formula. And that's what people do. They hear the ways of, you know, when we were praying for people a week ago, I said, this is not a formula. You go out and try to just, okay, did this, 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 and this, therefore it'll work. No. What does the Word of God say? And then base it on the Word of God. It's not based on a formula. This is not magic. It is powerful. It is supernatural. But it's not a formula. So you nullify your healing by believing in what you feel more than in God's word. See, faith has nothing to do with feeling. Faith has nothing to do, or feeling has nothing to do with faith. Faith constantly attributes everything to what the Word of God says, irrespective of pain, symptoms, or feelings. Suppose you come for prayer with your faith based on the Word of God instead of feelings. You are ministered to according to the Scriptures by laying on of hands, or perhaps you are anointed with oil. Then someone asks, how do you feel? You answer, I am healed because the Bible says they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. See, that's however you receive healing, that's how you should go back to it. What are the Scriptures you're standing on? This is the same healing or any area. What are the Scriptures you're standing on? How did you receive? Now you go back to those and say, no, the Word of God says. No, the Word of God says. The Word of God says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So therefore, that's what's happening. And you just fight those thoughts with the Word of God. You should have something you're standing on. That's what faith is. Otherwise, did you just pull it out? You saw somebody get healed, so you said, well, I'll try that. And, well, that's not faith. You're basing it on what somebody did instead of what God said. And it will fail. It will fail. You may ask, what about feelings? Must we continue to carry our pains? No, you need not carry your pains and aches with you. Ignoring them, neither will you be untruthful about your pains. Always speak the truth. But here is the secret. Answer the inquirer with the Word of God. Say just exactly what the Bible says. By His stripes we are healed. Now use wisdom with this. Okay, if you're at work, you don't have to throw the Word of God in everybody's face if they don't understand. Again, use wisdom, okay? And you don't have to try to fake it either, okay? You don't have to fake it here. Don't fake it. I mean, I've been around this thing my whole life. You don't have to fake it like you don't have symptoms if you have symptoms. But you also, you know, and be careful about asking people. If you know somebody's going through, don't ask them how they're feeling just to goad that. Nobody likes that. Well, how you feeling? Now you got to force me into this thing, right? You know what I'm thinking if you've been around. Just pump the word into people. Encourage them. If you see somebody, I mean, do you guys like it when you're obviously, if you're dealing with symptoms or you're dealing with anything? I mean, if it was financial and somebody could tell. You like people bringing that up? How many people do you like that? You're in a weak spot and you like people just zeroing in on that. Hey, I see you did something to your hand there. Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. I was trying to put that out of my head. Thank you. We ought to think. Walk in love. You know, without knowing it, we can be a tool of the enemy. I'm not saying you're demon-possessed, but we can just yield to the wrong thing at the wrong time, and that person's been trying to get that thing out of their mind for 3 hours, just got it out of their mind, and then you show up and put it right back in their face. We got to think. Be nice. Be loving to people. Don't try to force them, you know. But anyway, when you do, if you do have to say, you know, thank God. Yeah, I always like to say, you know, yeah, I'm fighting something. Because that's the truth. I'm a win, too. Amen. Just use wisdom. You don't got to get into, well, how should I do this? I don't want to undo my confession. Forget all that nonsense. I'm not saying your confession doesn't matter, but it's as the heart, as you believe in your heart, not everything that comes out of your mouth. Thank God everything that comes out of our mouth doesn't come to pass. Don't be legalistic about it. It's what you believe. If you say, I'm stupid, and you believe it, that's a bad thing. If you say, I'm going to die young, and you believe it, that's a bad thing. But you know, somebody using an expression, I'm not condoning any expressions, but just because you use some expression, people have gotten, they did, you know, years ago, when this was really going down, just got so legalistic. Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. Don't say that. Oh, it scared me to death. Oh, don't say that. You're going to die. It's an expression. I'm sorry I said it. Who made us the confession police anyway? I mean, that's, and again, how many of you like being corrected on what you just said? Does that make you feel, just make you want to thank that person? No, it makes you want to do something to that person, right? Yeah, get off your high horse. Come on. I'm not. Right? Come on, be honest. Huh? It's like, you know, well, I'm more spiritual than you. I'm going to correct you. Well, what did you just say in your bedroom before you came to church? Or on the way here? Yeah, we've all blown it. We've all said stuff we don't mean. We don't need confession cops going around and telling us what we should and shouldn't say. But what you believe, that's going to go. That's going to happen. If I believe I'm a failure and I constantly say it, that's a bad thing, because I'm going to bring that on myself. And you know what? Worse, like we were talking about earlier, I'm going to go into situation believing I'm already a failure. I will act the part. I will put off that air. People will treat me poorly, and I will be a failure. If I believe I'm coming down with something and I'm sick, you give commands to your immune system. We'll just open up the gates because we're going to have this thing. You believe it and you say it, it will happen. But, you know, don't go off the deep end with it either. No, you need not carry your pains and aches with you, ignoring them. Neither will you be untruthful about your pains. Always speak the truth. But here is the secret. Answer the inquirer with the word of God. Just say exactly what the Bible says. By his stripes we are healed. They lay hands on me and I shall recover. Jesus said it and he cannot lie. More than anything, you need to be saying this to yourself. Faith disregards everything but God's word. That's what we're saying. What God said it, that's what I believe. The rest of it, flush it. Well, I don't feel like it. It doesn't look like it. God said it. That's it. That's it. That's simple, but that is faith right there. That's how faith comes. That's what faith is. What is belief? You just believe what God said. You don't have to work up any ways of doing it. You don't got to try 9 steps. You just believe, you act, and you stay. And you don't be moved. That too easy? When the hands of believers, now this is talking specifically about this, but you can so apply it anywhere where the hands of believers are laid under if you've believed. Look at these last things. When the hands of believers are laid on you, you will recover if you will only believe. Stand by God's word and God will stand by you. Then there's several scriptures. There has not failed one word of all his good promise, 1 Kings 8:56. I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I speak shall come to pass, Ezekiel 12:25. The word which I have spoken shall be done, says the Lord God. Ezekiel 12:28. For all the promises of God in him, Jesus Christ, are yes, and in him, Jesus Christ, amen, to the glory of God by us. Hallelujah. Amen. So faith comes by hearing. And then we just stay there. Faith, real faith in God, simply says about oneself what the word says. If God said you're healed, okay, I'm healed. If God said he supplies my needs, he supplies my needs. God said that I have favor, I have favor. He says greater is he who's in me than he is. He says I'm protected, then I'm protected. Yeah, but it looks, yeah. No, whatever God says. But I don't know. No, no buts. What does God say? What does the word say? Real faith is based on his word, and that's it. That's what faith is. That's how faith comes. If God says I'm strong, then I'm strong. We have to dig deep and build that into us. Build what he said into us so these other things don't push us, because they will push you. Circumstances will push you. Feelings will push you. Symptoms will push you. But we have to get it so ground into us that when anything else contradicts what God's Word says, we reject whatever it is. One of my instructors said it this way. When you've heard that 2 plus 2 equals 4, you have that ground into you to where if anybody says 2 plus 2, you just unconsciously think 4. You've had that over and over and over throughout your life to where if you were, like I just bought Andrew, you know, a graphing calculator that he has to have for his math, and the same model, although the actual thing has changed, that I had. We were like the first class in my area to have these graphing calculators, however many years ago that was. They still have the same brand, same number, but of course all the guts and everything is different. We had to buy him one, and it's like, you know, $100. But I'm telling you, if that thing, if I punch in 2 plus 2 and that thing spits out 5, I'm sending the thing back. I don't care how much I paid for it. Right? I don't care. I don't care if it's a $1,000 calculator, which that's called an iPhone 10. Does more than that, but I mean, they do have $1,000 pocket things, though. That's the base model. I'm not knocking Apple. I have an iPhone. It's just not the newest one. I don't care if I bought that thing. If I put into that calculator app 2 plus 2 and it said 5 or 8 or 17, say, wait a minute, there's something wrong, right? Well, we have to do that with the Word of God. If I am believing something, what the Word of God says, and I see something contradictory, wrong answer. God's right. Yeah, but there's no buts. How many people could be talked out in here? Somebody you think could talk you out of 2 plus 2 equals 4. I don't care how many degrees they have after their name. You're pretty stable in that. I don't care how many theories you start getting. You start writing on the chalkboard, I'm going to dismiss you right away. I'm going to say, oh yeah, you're trying to pull something on me. You start getting the theorems because, you know, they're trying to do all this stuff and try to come back. And, you know, one of my kids was saying, oh yeah, there's a way around that. And they can prove that it's actually not. Nonsense. You're trying to throw curveballs. In the abundance of words, sin is not lacking. You start throwing a bunch of, you know, gobbledygook at me. I know you're trying to deceive me. Because I know I can count it. 2 plus 2 equals 4. You're not going to push me off it. No, I don't care who you are. I can win that argument. You may win the argument, but I'm still going to believe the same thing. Let me put it that way. And that's the way we have to get with God's Word. Faith comes by hearing. And if He said it, that's it. And I'm not going to move. I'm not going to move. That's real faith. Amen.